Activists for immigration reform, like these hunger strikers, are likely to keep the pressure on the House of Representatives to take up the issue. The Senate passed a wide-reaching immigration reform bill last year. House Speaker John Boehner says he realizes reform is necessary, but adds,
"The only way to make sure immigration reform works this time is to address these complicated issues one step at a time. I think doing so will give the American people confidence that we're dealing with these issues in a thoughtful way and a deliberative way."
Some analysts say Boehner may bring the issue to the floor after Republican primaries are finished in May or June, ahead of congressional elections in November. But most agree that immigration reform carries political risks for Boehner. Thomas Mann of the Brookings Institution.
It's not clear that he would go far enough to attract Democratic support, and if he goes very far, he'd probably lose a lot of his conservative base. So nothing is guaranteed there.
Mann explained that on a number of key issues, Boehner is constrained by the conservative Tea Party wing of his own Republican Party.
He'll push back a little more this Congress, but the fact is he's got a very, very conservative base. It's not just a handful of Tea Party members. The center of gravity in his party has moved far to the right since Barack Obama became president.
Other analysts say there is plenty of blame to go around for a lack of action in Washington. James Thurber of American University.
Well, I put the blame on the president for not being able to reach out and build coalitions, but it's very hard to build those coalitions because of the nature of the House right now. I put blame on the Republicans because they're not willing to reach out either, and many of them are quite ideological.
A crucial test for the new legislative year is likely to come in February or March, when Congress will need to raise U.S. borrowing authority so the country does not default on its debt. In his final news conference of the year, President Obama issued a warning to Republicans in Congress not to try to use the debt ceiling to force more spending cuts.
The debt ceiling is raised simply to pay bills that we have already approved. It is not something that is a negotiating tool. It's not leverage. It's the responsibility of Congress.
Most analysts say another high-stakes showdown, like the one that led to a partial government shutdown in October, could hurt the economy and both sides at the polls. Cindy Sain, VOA News on Capitol Hill.